Life is about making yourself better. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be an athlete, an artist, a gamer. It doesn't matter. All of us want to be the best version of ourselves. That's what we are here for. We talk to students in leadership positions who have achieved great things, but who are just here working to get better. Because here, we discuss how to be better as people. Here, Swole is the goal. Welcome to the Swole is the Goal podcast, season 2, episode 8. And we are back. Thank you for tuning into the Swole is the Goal podcast, and this is the first episode of 2023. And we've been off for a little while, but fear not, because Swole is the Goal has returned, and we will be back to that regular weekly scheduling. So, new year. And with that new year comes new ambitions, new goals, new resolutions. So, let's get into that a little bit. New Year's resolutions. A lot of people will start the year off with a new resolution. And a vast majority of those people do not follow through. And there's a couple reasons for that, reasons we're going to get into. But I'm wondering what your resolutions are. Are you setting goals that can be accomplished? Are you being realistic with yourself? Are you chasing something that you know needs to get done? Because if you're setting empty resolutions, they're not going to get accomplished. You need to find something that matters to you. And what matters to me is what I've been doing for the past, 5 years or so, is I guess when I really got serious about me trying to improve myself. And every year when I've set some sort of goal for myself, it's usually been strength-based or trying to hit a certain number. But over my time of doing this podcast over the past year, it's really expanded beyond that. It's now trying to find ways to improve my mind, trying to find ways to live a healthier and happier life and lead something that others can relate to and that others can follow. So let's get into this a little bit. I'm going to be referencing an article from InsideOutMastery.com. This article is called 19 Mind-Blowing New Year's Resolution Statistics. So, opening up right away, the New Year's resolutions statistics don't lie. Every year, millions of people set New Year's resolutions, and many give up on them within the first week. The first week. So, you're setting a goal for yourself that you're hoping to follow throughout 365 days, and in the first week, you fail. A couple reasons for that. Number one, you aren't disciplined. You aren't able to withstand, or you aren't able to keep going once the motivation runs out. Because when the new year starts, you're feeling really motivated, you're feeling really good to go. And then as soon as that high wears off, as soon as that buzz wears off of, let's go, I'm ready, let's do this, you fail. Because you aren't rooted in discipline. So if that's you, if you've set some sort of goal for yourself that, okay, I'm gonna go to the gym 4 times a week. And the first week you're doing it, you make it through the first 2 days and you're like, oh, this sucks, man. Maybe I shouldn't. I mean, I'm just going to, a couple days off isn't really going to matter. I went 2 times to the gym this week. That's better. But no, if you're going to set a goal for yourself, do something that you can absolutely look in the mirror and say, I will do this. And sometimes that means setting smaller goals for yourself. And don't get me wrong, big goal setting is good. I think you should have huge goals and huge dreams that you want to accomplish. But you need to start somewhere. If I've never gone to the gym before and my New Year's resolution is, okay, I'm going to go 7 days a week, every single day, twice a day, that isn't going to happen. So if you're a new gym goer, and I'm just using the gym as an example, this can be applied to anything, start small. So, okay, I'm going to go to the gym twice this week. And if you can do twice this week, if you make time to do twice this week, and then you start going twice every week for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, then you can say, okay, maybe now I can ramp it up. But only do that when you are absolutely confident that you can do it. Because if you're setting a goal for yourself that isn't going to happen, then you're just going to fail and feel sorry for yourself, and then nothing will ever get done. So how effective are New Year's resolutions, going back to the article here? And what do the people that set goals and achieve them do differently from everyone else? With those questions in mind, I started researching. Let's dive in. All right, so here's a couple numbers here. 38.5% of U.S. adults set New Year's resolutions every year. So right off the bat, that isn't very much. Resolutions don't – I mean, there's probably people set goals for themselves all the time, but an actual New Year's resolution, only around 40% of U.S. adults are doing that. And 59% of young adults – 18 through 34 have New Year's resolutions, which make it the largest demographic that sets these goals. So the biggest goal setters are the 18 through 34 year olds. That's everyone older than that just kind of starts to fall off on their goals, I guess, because, you know, I guess once you get past that certain age, you aren't trying to accomplish new grounds. That's when you're, you know, the hardest part is in hindsight. So you're just kind of coasting from there. But it's always good to set goals for yourself. You know, the goals aren't going to be as ambitious as they are when you're in your younger years, but that's probably why more younger people tend to set bigger goals for themselves. 48% of New Year's resolutions want to exercise more, making the most popular New Year's resolution. The top three are all health related, actually, but the biggest one is people want to get to exercise more. 50% of those people setting New Year's resolutions are wanting to exercise more and get in the gym. And 23% of those quit in the first week. And to go off of that, only 36% make it past the first month. So from the start of it, you're losing almost 3/4 of everybody who said, I'm going to work out. And then they just drop off. Like I said, set a small goal for yourself. Jordan Peterson mentioned this. He would be talking with people who were depressed. I think I've mentioned this in a previous podcast before, but he would talk to them and say, okay, well, for the next week, I want you to just keep your house clean. Okay, just keep your house clean. That's all you have to do. And then the week goes by and he comes back and the guy's like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And Jordan says, okay, well, then just keep your room clean. It comes back, I couldn't do it, I couldn't do it. Okay, keep your floor vacuumed and clean. And he comes back and says, I couldn't do it, I don't know why, I just can't find the motivation to do it. And then he says, make your bed every day, just make your bed. A week goes by, he couldn't make his bed. So then Jordan says, okay, fine. When you wake up, just get up and like arrange your desk to where it's nice and neat. And without even being able to arrange his desk, he said, fine, just brush your teeth every day. Brush your teeth and put the toothbrush back in the drawer. And so he does that, and then that's his start. And as the weeks go by, he keeps doing that. He's able to slowly start doing more things. Finding your starting place is incredibly important to your journey. You can't jump in while skipping 8 of the steps along the way. You have to know where to start so you can know where to go. Find your starting place, no matter how small that is, so you can take that and run with it. That's what's important. And when we look at New Year's resolutions, the final percentage I have here is 9% successfully keep their New Year's resolutions throughout the year. So 1 in 10 people who set a New Year's resolution will actually follow through with it. Congrats to that person if that's you. but now some of this research methodology comes in here. The writer of this article writes, I've analyzed every piece about New Year's resolution statistics I could get my hands on, and I've compiled the most mind-blowing, incredible findings into this article. So here we go. Let's see here. These are basically the same stats repeated here. So percent of all people expect to fail before February. That's another big thing. If you're expecting to not make it through your New Year's resolution, then it's not a good goal for yourself. You can't set a goal and say, "Oh, I don't, there's no way I'm going to get all the way through this. I'm not going to get through it, but I'm going to try." That's the completely wrong attitude to have. When you set a goal, it's because you are going to get that done. You're going to do everything you can to get that done. New Year's resolutions can be kind of a waste. No, they're really just a waste if you're just using them to go off and say, "Oh, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna set a goal for myself, but I don't think I'm gonna get it done." It's like what was posted on the Swole's the Goal podcast, or sorry, Swole's the Goal Instagram account a couple of days ago. We said, "New year, new me." You hear that all the time. First of all, new year, new me. That's not true. You're the same exact person you were 24 hours ago. New year, new me. Wrong. The new year changes nothing. You do. This is your wake-up call. This is the year you can say you did everything you possibly could. This is the year to stop making excuses, taking shortcuts, and finding the easy way out. This is the year you can elevate yourself to the next level. Ask yourself, did I get everything done I wanted to in 2022? Because I didn't. But fear not, 2023 is here. Don't waste your time on empty resolutions. Set real goals. Form real habits. Decide to be better for good. Go get some. So, speaking to that third little part there, getting everything done I wanted to in 2022, that didn't happen for me. There's some things that I wanted to happen that I couldn't accomplish. And that's being honest with yourself, and that's being humble, and that's being accepting of the fact that I didn't get everything done I wanted to. I came short. I failed. But with that, you can do two things. You can learn, find out what went wrong, and fix it. Or you can just keep going on with your life and pretend like you got everything done that you wanted to and everything is amazing and there's nothing that can be improved. Because I'll tell you what, that's not the truth. Something can be improved every single day of your life. Find where that is, find your starting place, and you can get going. So, why do all these New Year's resolutions fail? Let's see what this article has to say about it. Whoopsie. New Year's resolutions fail primarily due to timing. Most people are not ready to commit to their resolutions and give up because they either lose motivation, have not prioritized their goals, or swap their resolutions for newer, more relevant personal goals. So when it comes to goal setting in general, you can have short-term goals and you can have long-term goals. A goal that you set for yourself that isn't realistic and isn't thought out could be accomplished in a week, and then you have, "Oh, well, now my goal is done, so I'm good for the year." You should be setting goals that are long-term that you can work towards over multiple months or even multiple years. Or you can also set short-term goals, which are also good for the present, for a couple days, a couple weeks from now. Even a couple months could still be considered a short-term goal. So timing can be a real problem with that, especially if you're not prepared to set those goals. You can't just set a goal and then, you know, you can't, how should I explain this? So when you're setting a goal going into the new year, your whole life isn't just going to shift on January 1st. I think in the build up to the new year, you should start to slowly, gradually prepare and acclimate to the new life that you're going to be living. So if you want to start eating healthy, let's say that's your goal, is you want to eat healthier for 2023. First of all, that's not specific enough. You need to find, okay, well, I'm going to eat 1,700 calories a day for every day of the week except for Sunday, which will be my cheat day. So if you have all the same food in your house that is unhealthy, then that's not a good start already. You're setting yourself up for failure on the first day. So you want to start slowly going grocery shopping to find that stuff that's going to be good for you. And like I said, knowing your starting place, know what you need to have. And moving on, the main reason why people fail is the timing. People want to achieve change, yet they have to be ready to fully commit. So fully committing means sitting down with yourself, looking yourself in the face and saying, "I'm gonna get this done. I'm going to fully commit myself to this." Because partially committing to a New Year's resolution will never work. Partially committing to almost anything will never work out for you in the long run. That's just how it works. I did not fully commit myself to football. That's just how it was. I always wanted to for a little bit, but then I found other passions that I'm also very passionate about, and now I have those to fully commit to. So fully committing to something will get you the best results at it, but you need to find what you really, really want to fully commit to. Most people quit on the second Friday of the month. That's an interesting stat. Why the second Friday? Well, that's actually referred to as quitting day, which is kind of funny because when we look at the second Friday, you know, the first week is usually good. You're going strong. You got it. You're motivated. The weekend comes and it's party time. But you're saying, no, I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold off. You see all your friends partying. And you're like, oh, man, I want to be with them. I want to just be, you know, kicking back, not having to worry about whatever goal I've set for myself, not having to worry about being healthy. So you're like, all right, I'm going to keep pushing through. And the week goes on and your friends are talking, dude, it was so fun this weekend. You should have come out with us. What were you doing? And then you're like, oh, I don't know, man. I'm trying to be healthy. I'm trying to live a better lifestyle. And then the next day comes and the next day comes and you know it's Friday again and you know how good of a time they're going to have. So then it's like, oh, well, maybe I should just go with them. Like, there's no point in really trying to follow through with this goal. Just go have fun. Because the first week, you don't know how much fun they're going to be having on that first Friday. But the second one, you're like, oh, okay, this is going to be so much fun. Let's go do this. So that's why you fall off. And don't get me wrong, partying with friends is a great thing to do. Having fun with friends is a great thing to do. But don't let those things take away from the hard work that you've been putting in. Find your balance. That's what you need to do. Find your balance. So, yeah, 43% of people expect to give up on their goals by February. Expecting to give up on your goals means that you haven't set a real goal for yourself. That just means that you're failing at setting goals. And you've heard of, I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but there's something that we've learned called SMART goals, and it's an acronym. I'm trying to remember what it is, and let me look this up real quick. SMART goals stands for, let's see here, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. So these are really important. Like I said, setting a specific goal. I want to be healthy. That's not specific at all. Narrow that down. I want to work out 3 times a week and eat less than 2,500 calories. So that's specific. You can measure that by going to the gym every day and saying, okay, I went. Check those days off. You can measure 3 times a week. You can't measure health. You don't just say, I want to be healthy. How can you measure that? You can't. Attainable. Do something that you know that you can get done. Even if you don't know that you can get it done, but you can fully commit your mind to saying, I will be disciplined to get through it, then you're set. Relevant. Your goals should align with your values and long-term objectives. So even your short-term goals should ultimately line up with your long-term goals to where it's going. Because if you're doing a short-term goal that's going to put you on a different path than where your long-term goal is going, then you're going to be, you know, in the crossroads. You're not going to know what you really want to get done. And time-based. Set a realistic, ambitious end date for task prioritization and motivation. Now, here's where it gets a little bit trickier, because you can't really, like, if your goal is to get better over a long period of time, then you're not going to set, I'm not setting an end goal, an end date for my journey on becoming the most, you know, the best human being I can become. I'm not saying, okay, well, I'm going to be as good as I can until March 2nd, 2025, then I'm going to stop. That's not how it's going to work. You're just going to keep going. So there are time-based goals that, for example, a really specific goal could be, I want to bench 300 pounds by December 1st, 2023. That's a goal that you can measure. But overall life goals that you're trying to improve yourself, some things you don't really just want to stop at. There's some things that just keep hammering away and keep going and keep going and keep going. And once you reach that goal, so that's a good short-term goal. Once you reach that goal, you can readjust and make a new goal. Now I want to bench 350 pounds by July 1st, 2025 or something like that, you know. So That's a smart goal. Let's get back to this article here. How to keep your New Year's resolutions. Research shows that the best moment to start is whenever you are ready to commit to your goals. In other words, choose the most relevant and timely New Year's resolutions. If you have a New Year's resolution that you want to pursue but feel unprepared for, make the goal smaller. Would you look at that? Like I was saying earlier. For example, instead of setting a resolution to change your entire diet, start by changing what you eat for breakfast. Expert-cited tips to achieve your goals include deeply understand why you want to change. What's your biggest motivation and why is it now? Well, the last question, why is it now, is answered for a lot of people because it's the new year. You know, that's why, because I've been waiting, I've been putting off setting this new goal for the new year, so now I can start it. But if you just keep putting it off, then ultimately you can just keep pushing it back and keep pushing it back to where you don't really want to do it anymore. Yeah, and also understanding your why. What's your purpose for setting this goal for yourself? Because a goal without purpose is like, I don't know, I was going to use some cheesy analogy there, but I'm drawing a blank. A goal without purpose is baseless. If you have no purpose for getting done what you want to get done, then why would you even do it? Find something that matters to you. Whatever matters to you is completely up to you. So, let's get back into this. Choose the most relevant and timely New Year's resolutions. If you have a New Year's resolution, oh, I just read that. Set specific and challenging long-term goals and consistently set small and realistic short-term goals. So, I want to be an NFL player. Boom. Long-term goal. That's the big one at the end of the line. That's what's at the top. That's what's on the pedestal. Now you got to build those steps to get there, the short-term goals. What are those? Well, I need to work out every day. If you're going to the NFL, you're probably going to be working out every single day. So find those days and find your programming that works. Work on speed, work on power, work on strength, work on building the best possible body you can to be an NFL player. Work on developing your craft, work on your game, work on your technique, work on catching, work on sport-specific stuff that's going to be good for football. It's all those little steps that are going to build up to it. So ask yourself right now, what is my long-term goal that could be years down the road from now? Now put those steps in place. What are the small things that have to get done to get there? What are the building blocks that's going to get me to the top of the tower where that big goal is waiting for me? So the big one is the hard one. The short ones are the ones that you can, you know, slowly hammer away at that aren't too ambitious but are accomplishable and that are challenging, that are going to be hard in the moment. But once you're done, it'll bring you closer to that top. Another big thing is consider an accountability partner. A family member who's pursuing similar goals who want to join you. Alternatively, find like-minded people online with the same goals. Yeah, surround yourself with people who are trying to accomplish things for themselves too. If you have other people that are looking after you and that are trying to get stuff done, they can be the ones that can keep you on the path. And the big goal should be not needing to have someone that keeps you on the path, but it's totally realistic to need someone to do that for you. If you have someone there who's ready to, you know, keep you humbled and keep you down to earth and keep you ready to keep going, then that's great to have. Improve your sleeping schedule. That's a good one. That includes consistent waking and bedtimes and getting plenty of quality sleep every night. It may surprise you just how much sleep impacts goal success. So sleep is another great thing to look at. Sleep can be huge. Honestly, I've heard a lot of fitness influencers and professional athletes mainly, CrossFit athletes, who've talked about the massive, massive benefits of getting full sleep consistently, because sleep has been a big problem for me. My sleep schedule has been pretty messed up, so I need to definitely get back on a schedule there. But, you know, sleeping is the best thing you can possibly do to recover your muscles and to build a better and healthier body. Because all the processes like muscle growth, mental replenishment, circadian rhythm resets, all those hormones and all those endorphins are even released whenever you're sleeping. All the recovery happens when you're sleeping. And if you're limiting your sleep, then your recovery and your muscle growth isn't going to be nearly where you want it to be. So find the right ways to sleep, which include, you know, setting real bedtimes that you can follow. Like if I go to sleep at 10 every night for 1 week, and just by doing that, you'll find yourself way more rested, way more energized throughout the day. And, you know, there's some other advanced things that you can do, like making sure you're sleeping at ideal temperature, which I believe is 68 degrees. Making sure that you're waking up to light and not to sound. So there's these things you can buy called dawn simulators, which if you're not waking up exactly when the sun comes up, which most people don't, it brightens your room for you and brightens it up so that you wake up and you aren't feeling groggy, because your body is naturally wired to wake up to the sun. That's what humans and primitive cultures would do. They just wake up when the sun comes up. But yeah, I remember a quote that Matt Frazier said. He said, if sleeping wasn't required, it would be illegal because of how potent it is. It's a literal steroid. So make sure you're getting good sleep, because then it'll also, you know, make you feel more rested, make you feel more energized to go attack those goals. So summary of this article, New Year's resolutions date back to 4,000 years to the Babylonians, who celebrated their first barley harvest. But those resolutions are still prevalent in modern times, with 38.5% of U.S. adults setting resolutions every year. The three most popular goals relate to health, exercising more, eating healthier, and losing weight. Unfortunately, 43% of people expect to fail before February, and a mind-blowing 23% do so in the first week. The main reason seems to be the timing of New Year's resolutions. People aren't ready to commit yet. The secret to becoming part of that 9% that succeed: only set New Year's resolutions that are highly relevant, timely, and specific to you. Let's improve these New Year's resolution statistics. So there you go. Good article, good little summarization there of what you need to do to attack your goals in 2023. So the SWOLE is the goal for 2023 is to reach more people. We want to double our listeners. We want to stay 100% consistent on uploading every single week. And we're going to put out as much content as we can that applies to you. Please, if you are interested in coming on the Swole to Go podcast, we'd love to have you on, because I like to have people on. I like to hear from new people, new perspectives, new ways to get better. And that's what we are about here, is getting better. So if that is you, you can head over to the Swole is the Goal Instagram account at The Goal is Swole. Still working on getting the other one, but you know, if you would like some merchandise, please message that Instagram account. And if you have any questions for us, you know what to do. If you'd like to come on, you know what to do. So as 2023 opens up, set that goal for yourself. Ask yourself, what can I get done that I can stay consistent on and that I can achieve? So go get after it. And you know how we close it out here. Swole is the goal. Size is the prize. Out.
This is LNE Radio. Podcasts produced, performed, and edited by the students of LNE Studios at Leander High School. LNE Radio. It's what the kids are talking about.